Load
yeah,
that up,
really.
Right? Full screen?
Yeah.
You ready? All right, go ahead. All right, guys. Good afternoon, good evening, and call this meeting to order at 17:32. And with that, good seeing you all. As always, let's begin with a moment of silence, please. Thank you, everyone. First up, agenda. Do I have any additions or changes to the agenda? As always, note, guys, there's a little paragraph at the bottom, just a quick reminder that, right, agenda items may be considered in sequence. This agenda subject changes may include addition, deletion items, including executive sessions. Have any changes to the agenda? Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I got a motion to approve. Thank you. Second, right there. Got it. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thank you. Opening remarks. I don't think I have any, but always good seeing you.
Hello, I'm here.
You're here. You know, you should have told me. I'd have gotten you something a little.
Oh, no.
Thing.
I ate at home. Thank
you. Okay.
Yes, I appreciate that very much.
All right. No worries. I don't think we have anybody else. Do we have anybody on?
I don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody on Zoom. All right. Very well, guys. Moving along through our agenda. Secretary's report. Minutes were presented for everyone's consideration. I don't think we had any, do I have any changes, additions to the minutes as presented? Kind of a motion to approve minutes.
I'll be quicker.
Okay. All right. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes approved. Thank you, guys. Public comment. You're good?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. And did you get the dates for CBC and all that sort of stuff? Because we don't meet until January.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yes, thank you.
All right. Please show public comment period. Nobody on Zoom is closed. Wonderful. All right. First up, Brother Ron, WSFS.
Yeah, quiet month, November. Did everybody get the report through the Google Docs?
Mm-hmm.
So no real deposit or check activity. We had a little bit of interest coming in.
Yeah, $37, Chris.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that? $37.
Yeah.
Used to be 25 cents.
But you'd be happy to know that the account is getting converted to a higher interest paying account. Just, we had to stand by on that a little bit because we were trying to sort out what USDA was going to make us do before we started moving that money around. So that'll happen this week, hopefully by Friday. And a little bit of interest. We made the USDA loan payments. And I think, you know, we're going to have to continue talking about maybe how to address trying to get a waiver from the USDA. I don't want to let that go just yet because having to fund these escrow accounts, it's easy to do short term. But, yeah.
Well, and we're going to get into that during executive session. We're going to do some discussion about forward looking on the budget, and Claire's going to want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So, well, and I have a question, a follow on question. So, when our renewal was submitted to the state board by the secretary, was there or were there any additional conditions placed on our renewal to the state board?
No.
So, my follow-on question is, do you believe actually that we, in fact, are going to have to fulfill the escrow accounts?
Yes.
You do?
That, my understanding is that will be in the secretary's letter to us.
Okay.
That's why I read that email that circulated.
Yes. All right. So, while it is not an official condition on renewal, it is going to be a follow-on letter back to us saying, hey guys, what are you going to do about escrow? And that we want you to fund it, and we want you to fund it in...
Yeah, I mean, it's an official condition. They didn't put a time frame or an amount or anything in that
nature.
But their, the condition was that we have to
the board has to give them monthly updates of what that looks like.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Ron, do you think, I mean, our initial sort of round the horn discussion with USDA was rather oblique. Do you think it might be worth having a more direct conversation with some folks?
That's my plan. My next step is I'm going to submit to the contact that I have at USDA a copy of our loan agreement without our name on it and just say these were the provisions that are made up of this loan agreement. You know, what avenues do we have?
Right.
Trying to either renegotiate those terms or in what instances are you willing to give us a waiver on these covenants? So, and then if that really doesn't go anywhere, then we'll have to agree as a group to, you know, sit down in front of somebody a little bit higher up and just say, here's who we are, here's what we're doing, and here's what we need to have happen. So.
Okay.
You know, I just don't want to put that low interest rate at risk. So
right.
That's, I mean, and I've talked to two banker friends of mine, and as you and I have talked on the phone, Scott, you know, they basically said you're starting a fight where a fight doesn't exist.
Right, so. Currently. And as you guys know, because we front load this entire amount at the beginning of August and September, it becomes a bit of a conversation as to why, you know, what the heck kind of thing. And part of this conversation is going to be when Blair gets into it about where we're going to end up as it relates to our financial framework when we go back for another 5-year renewal 5 years from now, and whether we have actually met the escrow requirements. Mm-hmm. Again, though, that's pulling approximately, what, $300,000 mm-hmm. out of the school's operating budget, and it has to sit there, and it sits there, and you can't use it, and it's kind of difficult. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about that during, I think, executive session. Okay.
But quiet month, that's all I have on November.
So. Cool. And staff party just got paid. I think you're good to go.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
So I make a motion, we accept the treasurer's report.
Thank you.
Second.
I got a motion. I got a second over there. Ryan, thank you. Any discussion? Right, seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Pass. Thanks, guys. All right. Blair Meister, to you. What do you want to do first?
We can do the principal's report. That's fine.
Okay.
So we've had two open houses so far. We have one coming up.
Tomorrow night.
We only have 8 families signed up for tomorrow night. So far, we have 94 families that have applied for next school year. So not too bad. Mm-hmm. We did hire a new English teacher, so again, we are fully staffed. Sherilyn Claire is her name. So she has started. So we are back to being fully staffed. In terms of future, Christmas holiday break starts for us. Students are out tomorrow, staff's out Thursday, and then we're back on the 2nd. We did send out, or we are sending out, they are made up. The company is producing now those postcards that are going out with 3 open house dates, 2 in January, 1 in February. So.
All right, what's the, I think I do have February.
It should be 9 January, 31 January, and 29 February, I believe. Or there's 3 open house dates. So that goes, should be out by the end of the week and cost us a little over $5,000.
Okay.
Went out to like 9,500 families in Kent, Newcastle County. So pretty expensive, but we'll see.
Hey, Blair, you said 94 applications for next year?
Yes.
What's the target generally on that?
So last year we were at about 292 by June.
Okay.
The year before we were at 334 by June. So, you know, usually our rate of acceptance is probably less than half, maybe half.
Okay.
So, you know, if we need 150 kids, which we're probably looking at, we need probably roughly 300 applications. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Yep. How are we tracking with what numbers look like back December
this time versus last year? You got that?
I do. So at this time last year, we had 78 applications. The year before, we had 103. The year before that, we had 103. Okay. So we're better than we were last year, a few behind where the previous 2 years. So not bad. That's all I have for the principal report. Anybody have anything?
Pearl, you want to add anything?
Nothing further to add this time. Okay. Unless there's some questions about what's on there. Unless there's some questions about what's already on there.
Oh.
Do you want to cover Senator Coon's visit, by the way?
Yeah. Would you do that?
Sorry. Okay. So, a little bit of a last-minute word from Senator Coon's office that one of our cadets was selected as his principal nominee for the Air Force Academy. A few days to work it, and actually showed up on time, which was Friday at 9 o'clock. And we met with, and they want to keep it a surprise. So his family was here in the media center. We school's in session, so we pulled the seniors into the chow hall, and Mr. Johns. Yeah, and they were briefed as what was going on. John spent some time with Blair thinking he was in trouble. And Senator Coon showed up, met the family. He walked him over to the chow hall, and he presented his principal nomination to Cadet Tyler Johns. And it was a pretty good affair. They took some photos out front, and he was here and gone in 30 minutes. So it was good.
So who do we have as it relates to cadets at various stages of academies and that kind of thing?
We have one other cadet who has completed the academy. Well, actually, there's two. Another one for the Air Force Academy, and then Samuel Adeniyi and Jacob Walsh has completed his for the Naval Academy. So we'll see. And we probably have 5 or 6 that have completed ROTC
applications.
Yep. And we have another couple that are still working on theirs, another 3 or 4 right now. They'll get them in the first part of January, and it'll be in time. I think they close out ROTC application process 30 or 31 January.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, super. Well, that's really pretty good.
How's... she's down in Naval.
Weingard?
Yeah, Weingard. How's Weingard doing? Anybody seen her, talk to her?
She's doing well. She did come out here and over the Thanksgiving break and give a brief to some cadets that were interested on the Naval Academy. So she did do that. So she's staying in touch, and I presume she's home, I guess, during their break. Should be. I haven't heard from her the last couple of weeks, but... But she stays in contact. She's doing well. She's having a ball.
Good.
That's the right fit for her. She's doing well. Rugby team and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Wonderful. Good to hear. All right. Anything else, Bob, on basic schedules, stuff coming up, stuff past?
Just drill schedules about ready to get started in earnest.
Are we hosting with PCA? We're doing the Bulldog Classic? Cool. What are we doing that?
We have to shift the date to the 24th.
Of Jan?
I did that last night, by the way, or this morning. So we have to shift it to the 24th of February.
January?
February.
February, sorry.
24th Feb.
All right.
So I'll make a motion we accept the principal's report.
Do we need a motion?
We should.
Oh, all right. Well, you're parliamentarian. Okay.
All reports should.
All right. Well, if he says we got to, I guess we got to have a daggone. All right. So I got a second. I had a motion. I had a second. Any discussion on the principal's report? Nope. Seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thanks, guys. All right. Into money. Who's got the money? I want to talk about dashboard.
Go ahead.
So we've got dashboard report. Remind me which ones are cumulative, which ones are snapshot. So if I'm looking at staff attendance, that is snapshot. So that's for the month, right?
That is correct.
All right. But if I'm looking at, and so is, I assume, staff attendance. That's cumulative, not staff, I'm student.
The only one that is cumulative is student, everything else is snapshot.
Got it.
That's great.
Okay, I thought that was the case. Well, the suspension piece, that is not cumulative, that is a snapshot.
Just for the month.
Just for the month, okay. All right, hours were great, I mean, a big bunch of hours in November, thank you.
They're even bigger this month, so.
Yeah, I bet.
I just did it today, 644, I think.
Wow.
For the month of December.
644 hours for December.
That is correct there.
All right, cool. All right, that's what I had on dashboard. I kind of thought that's what it was, but I just wanted to clarify and all that sort of stuff. If you would, again, it's over there. All right, we are in the done principal report. Now we're going to go through a bunch of finance stuff. Where do you want to start? Budget narrative.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up on my phone. For some reason, that's the only thing I forgot to print out here.
Here.
I have Debbie. I have your email.
Okay, cool.
So looking at the budget narrative, we are. Where's the 41? We are 42.92% of the way through the budget at 41.67% through the year. So we are right on track. And don't forget, that's with Chromebooks uploaded or front loaded. That's with insurance front loaded, mortgage front loaded, interest and principal.
Yep.
All of those things are front loaded. And we are still right on track of and where we are. So, and again, we are spending very conservatively. So we should be okay. So far.
All right. I had I actually had a couple of questions.
Okay.
When I'm looking at not the web report, I think what I'm looking at is the FY24 expenditure summary. All right. And it's in landscape, it's this
yep.
one.
Yep.
But then all right, so I just pulled a number and I looked at transportation, and as you guys all know, transportation's age target is a very big cost for us. It says, all right, we think it's going to be, we budgeted about 720, mm-hmm. but when I go to expenditure summary under transportation, same account code 95481. The 720, 757 matches, but then the other numbers don't.
So the one that's sideways, yep, is by program code. So this is a Debbie thing. We've never used program codes in the past. She's teaching Lynette how to use program codes, because what happens is when, so say we buy, say we buy new windows or new doors. And if you look at this report, it will come out of building and grounds. Even though that money may be charged to capital improvements or minor cap improvements.
Right.
So it doesn't really hit the operation budget, it comes out of minor cap. Where this one, you can actually see what you spend out of operations.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different. That's a new thing that Debbie is working with Lynette on this year. So it gives us a little better idea of what we're spending out of local money versus what is coming out of grants.
All right. So when I look at on the program code sheet, which is, I guess, Landscape, 249,301, right? Is that what I...
For transportation?
Transportation, yeah, I'm just staying in transportation.
249,301.
Okay. And then when I go to the expenditure summary...
216?
216,162.
That's a good question. I'd have to ask Debbie why they're different.
Okay.
Because I don't know that answer. All
right. And then... the numbers right next to it on the program code sheet, it's 471, but on the expenditure summary, it's 504.
That's the difference. Of
yeah, that would just be the balance.
Minus, yeah.
Because the expenditure is different, the balance would be different.
Okay.
So I will ask for why the expenditure is different on program code versus.
All right. Cool. Okay, looking around the room, anybody have any
additions, any additional questions for Blair as relates to budget stuff? Oh, by the way, your principal's report's got November at the top, I think.
Yeah. All right. I will change it. My apologies.
I, hey, usually somebody catches me because I mess up my minutes, so. Anything else, guys?
That's a change.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I usually do mess up minutes. All right, anything else on that? Blair?
No, sir.
All right, let's go to web report. Please take a look. We have to vote on that, as you guys know, every month. That is this one. All right, do I have any questions or thoughts on web report?
Nothing. Good. Okay.
Again, guys, what I tend to focus in on is where we are in the budget spending and the percent expended. We're about 42%. We're getting close to the end of the year, about 50% through the school year. That's kind of where I tend to look. I also look at, obviously, things that are 100% spend, we're halfway through, and that sort of stuff. And if you can see, it's the mortgage. So, all right, cool. Anything else? Web report. Do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
Thank you.
Second.
I got a second over there. Thank you, Orange. Any discussion on the web report as presented? Nope. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. All right, guys. Nice. All right, open house dates. I know, I said it was frozen.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Anything else on dashboard or anything else under principal's report? Open house dates, anybody coming tomorrow? I'm going to try to make it. I should be here. All right, cool. If you are, let me know. Bob, I think you've already spoken to us. Anything else you want to cover, sir?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Very well. All right, guys. Committee reports. H, let's talk a little bit about Facebook and how that first experiment went as it relates to our open house date.
Yes.
And so forth.
Yes, so we did sort of some, like a little beta test on Facebook advertising for the December 6th open house, just to see if, how the reach would be and what the response would be. And I don't know the numbers of like where we were, and then after the week of advertising, where we landed with those who signed up to attend. But I can say, and I know I emailed it out, but after the official week of advertising, we decided we would spend up to $500
That's
over
right.
1 week for Facebook advertising. We focused on the demographics of parents with teenagers and parents with preteens, ones that might have an industry or have an interest in leadership or charter schools or the military, and the education level being that they would be going into or currently in high school. It was focused mostly in Kent and Newcastle County, and we reached 24,996 people over the course of a week. The largest age group that we reached was the 35 to 44 range, but very, very close was 25 to 34 and 45 to 54. So I think we're right in the category of age of parents that we're trying to reach. And the placement, so we made it available so that it could show up in their mobile app feed on Facebook as a mobile in-stream video, so the graphic just would have some moving dynamics to it, as a suggested video feed, and just to the broader network and various, so it could show up at the bottom when they're looking at reels. It could show up to the side if they're on their desktop and it populates on the side. It will also show up within their news feed as they were just scrolling if they fell within those demographics and those locations. And so in total, we had 545 link clicks. So that was the link to the form to register for the open house.
Okay.
And that would have allowed them to actually click to register for any of the open houses you had listed within that Google Docs form. So 545 link clicks. So it cost us around 91 cents per link click. And we got really good engagement on it and reactions. So I think in total, I believe it was very successful, but we would have to probably compare numbers of how many registered within that week as to the real impact it had. But like I said, for Facebook advertising and digital advertising in general, you pretty much set the pace by how much you want the budget to be, and then that platform will tell you what your reach capability is. But we could whittle it down even further on those demographics or interests and such, but I think it did really good targeting the age group that we were looking for.
Okay.
And so I think it was fairly successful.
All right, so we're gonna do a mailer. As you guys know, Blair just signed that out, so we're gonna do a mailer for the three of them, right? The three coming up. This one that we've got tomorrow night, well, I think it's the holidays, and I think a lot of people are not around, and but we're gonna go ahead and proceed with it. I think what we may do, depending on how the mailer works, we may do this again. Do you think the $500 is worth it from your point of view?
Yeah, I think it was worth it, especially since you have like two in the month of January. I think it's worth trying to advertise both of them like we did before. For the December dates, just to might as well get the word out there.
Now, for December, didn't Miss Patty do a bunch of stuff there? I mean, I think if I remember correctly, she was running a number of ads internally or externally.
She put them on our Facebook page. So I'm looking, as of right now, over the next three open houses, the next two, January 9th and the one tomorrow, 19 people, three of them said they found out on Facebook. One of the questions is, how did you hear about our school?
Right.
Three of the 19 said it was on Facebook.
All right.
How about for the December 6th one?
I don't have that information. Patty hides and stuff all the spreadsheets. I'd have to do it with my computer, not my phone.
Yeah, that would probably be the biggest indicator or helper. So it might be good to do one more week of advertising in January and then really be able to compare the December 6th numbers and those January numbers of how many people say they found out about it on Facebook to see is it worth continuing to do throughout the year or into the next year, or how those responses or those numbers really fluctuate.
Do you think, H, we should do it for the first January date or the second January date? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I would say I feel like your December dates are a little tricky too, because sometimes I don't think parents are really even in the mindset of thinking about enrolling for the next school year until that year starts. So I think your January dates are probably going to see bigger numbers anyway. Is it January 9 that you said was the first one?
Yeah, not January 31.
Yeah, that one will probably be tricky because that would include advertising like right on the tail end of New Year's. So I think it'd be better to do advertising between the two January dates and maybe advertise the January-February dates instead. Because I think January 8th, to do a week of advertising from that, you're right on the tail end of New Year's.
All right, guys, thoughts? I think I concur.
I agree.
If you would just make a note then, think about doing it for 31 January and 29 Feb.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do one more round of Facebook and let's see what happens.
Okay. I did see that on the Facebook page, the open house form is pinned at the top. And when I was trying to look at the reach of the different posts and such, it does seem like that's one of the posts that has had the most reach out of the Facebook post. Obviously, the one you did about the student that had a fire had massive reach. And then I think the one about the care packages had significant reach, but other than that, the open house has had probably some of the highest reach on all out of all the Facebook posts.
We'll talk about Operation Care Package.
Yeah, I can. So my husband has dubbed it Operation Eagle Elves because the detachment that they're part of has the eagle as their symbol. And so my husband pulled together a nice little video that was short enough to be a Facebook reel. So we actually put that out onto Facebook too.
Yep,
the picture that was included in that was of Matt's group. So Matt's the middle guy in that picture.
Oh, really?
So it's not just like a random Marine photo. It is of that detachment. And so again, it's going over really well. They did get extended. So there was hope, but little hope, but hope, because initially they were thinking they might come home mid-January and we were going to go out to see them. But then we just got word that they've been extended again. So those care packages are really going to go far. 64 boxes, over 1,000 pounds worth of care packages of all different goods. So they continue to receive them in increments. So that Matt doesn't take over the entire drop-off and other guys can get their boxes too. So they have a lot of them at the port. They're just giving them to him in increments. But thank you to those who have supported.
That was great stuff.
The cadets did a really good job.
Yeah, very cool. Glad we were able to do that.
That was really exciting. And it was in about a week's time. Like the port... Colonel Walls, I gave him and Blair like a week's notice before the boxes
were and they were in
to be pulled together. Done. So I think my hope was just like 10 or 15 boxes. And when he said that's about where they were after a couple of days, I was like, this is great. That we'll consider this a success. And so then when I rolled up with my Mercury Milan to put the boxes inside, I became acutely aware that there were more boxes than my poor Milan could fit. So it took four car rides to get all of that.
That's why we buy trucks.
Yep. So we brought the Explorer out and it was filled. But it was a very moving experience to see all those boxes. And when we were doing the tour, DMEC went on a tour and I got to talk to some of the cadets and I was like, I don't know if you guys were involved in it or not, but thank you. And they're like, yeah, we all were. And the one cadet was like, were you the woman who cried when you first came? I was like, oh. So, but it was a really cool experience. And to do all of that in about a week's time, they packaged and gathered and everything. So, I mean, I couldn't be more grateful for what they did.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Cool. Ryan.
On the communication side, I could be a broken record here, but I have monthly requirements. For those of you that don't know, I report stuff to DOE, put it on our board. They check that stuff. I get a monthly checkup from, Richard Riggs. I get a nice email from him. It's actually been pretty good this past year once I got my feet. And so that's the CBOC side and the board side. I did tinker with the main board page somewhat, and I just pulled my hair out, as you can see, with that.
So let's talk about that. We need some updated photos
and this
stuff.
Is the photos I'm fighting with because of the format that they want. So I need someone who's way smarter than me.
All right.
I edited. I know we talked.
You should talk to the new yearbook advisor. She's very good with that kind of thing.
If for those of you that have gone on the board webpage, you'll see that, you know, the pictures are cut off right here. You get this much of the face, and I did a lot of photo editing, but I'm not that sophisticated, so.
We've got some of the cadets that are shown in there are soon going to be graduating college, or one is, I think, going to be commissioned here more year.
I put some new pictures in there, Taylor. But again, formatting them is a problem.
Okay.
And I can't get access to some of the pages, so I've talked to Blair. He's about as knowledgeable as I am.
Well, let me ask, do we need to shut it down and restart?
I mean, possibly yes, but you're talking to the wrong guy to restart it, because I don't know what...
What's the back? Is it a WordPress site?
Is it a what?
Is it WordPress that you're getting into on the back side?
I don't know.
don't look at me.
Then the answer is no. Who would know?
Who would know?
No, the answer is no.
I did look at the statistics on it. Okay. I did look at the
statistics. Right, I feel like that would have been made very clear. Yeah. If it was WordPress, you would know.
I did look at the statistics page, and I found that all of the visits are me. Like,
all right, well, that's okay, I guess. Yeah. I probably need to do my updated messages. I think I've got a fall in there.
I think so.
And all right.
But the foot stomper is that I keep DOE happy, and that's the important part. I wish I could do more to sell the school. The school website's the best place to be. I
absolutely
hope that people aren't finding my website there because it's not as good as the school website, but that's the part I struggle with.
Well, and again, guys, the board website really is a depository of information. That's essentially it. It's mm-hmm. for anybody who wants to know who we are, but that's where all the old minutes are. That's where all this old stuff is, mm-hmm. and it's how you get to, obviously, this. It's one of the places you get to this meeting and so on and so forth. So, I don't know. As with most websites, if you want them to be dynamic and cool and hip, you got to have somebody dedicated to updating them, putting information in them, making them cool, hip, and dynamic. And that takes a lot of effort, no question about it. All right, cool. I think that's it. Anything else there?
No.
All right.
If
what?
After the meeting sometime, get up with me. I got a friend that goes.
I could pop on right here if you care to just see it for 3 minutes time after this meeting. I can jump on, and in fact, anyone who wants to see what I'm dealing with on the editing end of that, you can take a look with me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out, but you know, feel free, everybody. all right, over here, USDA loan. I think we're going to discuss this when we go to executive on finance stuff. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Kay.
So the staff was very grateful for the Christmas party,
okay.
So thank you for that. We did get the application in for the forensic science pathway on November 30th, so that, and I don't know, are we starting the progress reports or the student athlete reports again?
I think that's Ms. Stark, that. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were.
Ms. Stark does it.
I think
okay.
Maybe after the holidays, yeah. But that's it.
All right, wonderful. How do you think... from your point of view, what do you think about the cadets? How are they holding up? I assume everybody's getting a little rammy now. It's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
Well, is your classroom a chaos and an absolute disaster?
No, but the people that take my classes are the more serious students. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they're getting a little rambunctious, but you know, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, no, we probably ought to be looking at you and him. About how rambunctious. Okay, they're good. All right, Reg, anything?
No reports, still working on the handbook.
Yep, man, no worries. Cool. All right, Kev, do you want to talk about anything, facilities?
Still waiting on the pricing to come back for the package.
Okay.
Just gave it to him a couple weeks ago, so.
All right. All right, cool. And if, remind me, this is the, what was it, 80 by 60?
60 by 80, 60 by 100, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
And then,
for up there.
And 12 feet tall, yeah.
Right, and we're not doing Q-Hut, we're not doing modified Q, we're not doing S. Right, slab on grade, right? All that kind of, okay.
Poles, yeah.
Yep, poles, roger that. Okay. All righty. CBOC, I didn't make the last one, but I think we reported, and we don't have one until January,
we
didn't
report last meeting, and I'll have minutes ready to go for the next meeting.
Okay, cool. Do you want to throw anything on CBOC?
I do not.
All right. Well, you're over there. I thought I'd ask.
And I want to appreciate that.
Okay. Very well. Thank you. We are moving along nicely. Organizational issues. Last maybe a couple items for everyone's consideration. Renewal. First off, you two. Thank you. The renewal process, as you guys know, is a bit arduous. Actually, it's a tremendous pain in the backside. And it's a lot of information. It's a lot of documents, a lot of shoving stuff for the DOE. I will tell you, I still think that when we presented the cadet video, that first meeting, I think that set the stage, and I think I heard
something over there. But I think that really did set the stage, and I think it really made an impactful statement about the school and about who and what we are. We are going to talk a little bit more about this, if you will, this covenant that's going to be attached to our renewal, maybe not officially, but certainly in our letter back from the secretary. We are approved. We're good for another 5 years, so it's all done. I'm just waiting for the official letter from the secretary. Blair, you jumped on. They just moved right through it when you jumped on that evening last week, right?
Yeah, I was on Thursday. I was on for the first 10 minutes. And that was the first action item, was to approve the charge schools. And after they approved us, I jumped on.
Okay, cool. Do you want to say anything about renewal from your point of view?
Not really, just about the staff did a really good job. They were probably getting a little annoyed with all my emails towards the end, and having to redo several things, but they definitely got it done. They did a really nice job.
Anything you want to add?
I really have to give Blair a lot of credit. He was very organized on my first day, and in July was the first time we talked about renewal. So I think it went well because of our building leadership.
I absolutely concur, and I will tell you guys thank you from the board, for those who were able to join us from time to time. I guess, you know, you go into these things thinking, oh man, we're all messed up, this is going to go bad, these people are going to hammer us, and quite frankly, it's not really even close. Now, I don't know whether it is or isn't, I don't think so, but you got to approach it. It's game time. You got to attack it and make sure we do a good thing. So, at any rate, very, very appreciative of y'all and all that sort of stuff. Believe it or not, I don't think I've got anything else on the calendar. We're moving along nicely. So, with that, let me whip around the room. Closing comments as we finish up meeting.
Okay. Just all facilities, that planting that field behind us that we talked about.
Yeah.
You can start to see grass come up now. So it did take. Mm-hmm. If you look back there now, it's probably a pond from all the rain we got. But it did take. So it hopefully by next fall we'll have another practice field. So.
Okay. Good to go. All right. Wonderful.
After a chaotic year, I just don't think it can be said enough times. Congratulations on the hard work that they did on preparing us for the renewal.
Yeah. No question.
Right. I'm pretty quiet tonight. Yes.
No worries. Cool. You.
Same thing. I want to throw that in there. I think I was at two of the.
You were.
Two of the meetings for the thing. The staff, very professional. Very. It went very well. I was impressed. So cool. I just want to make sure you know.
All right.
Now, did you say that after the next 5 years, we have 10 years?
Well, no, not necessarily. Here's what happens. It's an automatic, it's a 5-year increment, but you can ask for a 10-year renewal. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about, so what we're going to do is we're going to collapse this meeting, we're going to go into executive session, and then we'll come back out and close out the regular meeting. But we're going to talk about that, because to do a 10-year renewal, you gotta have like everything. It's all gotta be in place, and it's gotta be clean, and the financial framework piece has gotta be right. Thumbs up. But the answer is no. It's not given automatically. We would have to request for a 10-year.
We are now eligible, so you have to go through renewal twice.
Yeah, thank you. That's
and upon your so you have to go successful through twice. Upon your third or afterwards, subsequent. Then you can ask for a 10-year renewal. But there are conditions that have to be met.
Yeah.
From a teacher's perspective, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you also. It went really smooth as possible with the DOE, but they made it easy for us, so thank you.
Is there anything today, the group up north that's pushing for the change in school funding? Is there any benefit of that? I mean, other than the transparency it talks about, the change of the funding and the simplifying it. Is there any advantages to us at all that you saw in there?
I'll talk about that later.
Nothing.
I did want to share, as a thank you kind of in front of everyone, Blair and the Colonel had some cadets. My office, actually, we were doing a member visit of the town of Clayton. So about 9 of my other co-workers from DMEC came on a tour of First State on December 6th, so just a couple weeks ago, and they had a handful of cadets here that led the tour. We got to see the video. Everyone was very impressed by that, but they took us around campus. We got to, you know, walk through the main building, and we got to walk and see the marksmanship area and walk, you know, by some of the other buildings and just talk about their leadership and you know, what makes the school different, but also kind of calm any like thoughts where people think that, you know, they don't also study math and science and, you know, reading and all those things. So, you know, really trying to explain it explained charter schools well. It explained how the military is involved in this school, but then the added benefits that this school really brings in to bring and enhance leadership in young people. So it was a very successful tour. My coworkers were very, very impressed and got to learn a little history about it as well. And so it was a very good tour and just wanted to give a shout out to the staff and the cadets that pulled it together.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'm good. Nothing else.
All right, cool. Very well. Yes, sir.
Sorry, we did have a visit today that I forgot to mention, the Milford Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. I mentioned it briefly when we were before we were quorum. They donated $500 to us for in recognition of the cadet volunteer support they received back in September. They were just impressed by it. We had 13 cadets down there basically all day. They had about a 9-hour day down there. They did a great job, gave $500, and we're talking, since the majority were seniors, we're probably going to take that money donated to the senior class project.
For them. Yep. Yeah. I did get an email back from Joe Schmeiser, who is the president and executive director of the Milford Chamber.
Well, I didn't know it was a female at first.
Yes. yes.
Joe, I mean. It's,
yeah, that's right, J-O. And I will tell you that she sent me an email, actually had a picture of y'all, you know, right here at the flagpole area. And she was very impressed, was very thankful, said our guys went above and beyond working for them. And I guess it was the rubber duckies or something. They picked up all the ducks, too.
That was a couple of cadets in a little paddle boat in that little river there picking up the ducks. They did.
On the rock, yeah.
There was some sort of competition and all these.
Who could pick up the most ducks?
Hundreds and hundreds. No, it was, I don't know. I just turned around.
I don't want to know.
The whole thing was just full of ducks, and they went out there with a net and picked them all up for about an hour, 2 hours, and they thought that was a big deal. So.
Okay. I'm glad they did.
They were teenagers. They were having fun.
Fantastic. All right. With that said, let me ask for a motion to go into executive session, and we're going to talk about some finance stuff, and then from there we'll pop out and then we'll close out the meeting. So if I'm good,
I'll make a motion. We go into executive session.
All right. I got a motion to go into executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion as presented? No. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right, we're in executive session. Go return back to regular order, if you will, regular session.
Motion.
I got a motion to return to regular session. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second over there. All right, cool. We're back in regular session. Regular session, we did not require any kind of vote. We talked about some finance issues. There was no necessary or no reason for any kind of vote, so I'm going to ask for a motion to
adjourn
our regular meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn regular meeting. Second, George.
Okay.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none. We're adjourned.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Great.